You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Invasion of Privacy podcast. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. And today we have Mike Cross back.
Hey, everyone. How you doing?
You were requested by many people to come back.
That's awesome. No, yeah,
I saw a lot of people were saying that they love your laugh. They were like, oh my God, his laugh.
Like it could be like a little schoolgirl cackle sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you two for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course. And Joe, you were absent last week because you were sick. What was it?
I just lied. I just didn't want to come. No, I don't know. I was at work, and this kid that I work with, his name is Sal. One day he ordered from this place. It's called like pot tub or some shit. I don't remember. But he got mozzarella sticks and these fries that come with a side of cheese, and you just dunk the cheese.
Yeah.
You dunk the fries in the cheese. And it was just like, yo, if you order that again without telling me, I'm going to punch you in the fucking mouth.
Is that what made you sick?
No.
Oh.
So then that day, we ordered it.
Yesterday.
So that day, we ordered it, and I ate it, and I just felt terrible.
Oh.
I think it was like too much cheese.
Did you have like bad diarrhea?
No, I just like, I shit like three times. But then I felt so sick. I was just sitting, and I just wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting in work trying to get it together. And I was like, oh, my God. And then after a while, I just left the office and, like, walked around. Like, I walked around the block. Like, I took a lap, came back, felt sick for, like, 2 days.
But that's what you told me. You're like, I tried walking it off.
Yeah.
Not working. Yeah. And I was like, dude.
That's what my dad used to say when I bumped my knee when I was 12. He'd be like, walk it off.
Dude, I don't know what it was.
I'd be out of my leg.
I just knew I had to walk. I was like, I got to walk. I just had to. I don't know. It was terrible. And I was just like, Kate, I can't come. I'm going to fucking die.
It's fine. You missed it. So I had Mike Cannon was on, but then Tim was just, they had just done their podcast. So Tim's my boyfriend.
Okay, yeah.
And they came on and I talked about sex parties last week. Yeah. But let's not go into that right now. That we spent a whole podcast on it. What I want to talk about first is the whole catcalling debacle.
Right.
Because I got very feisty.
What do you mean?
On Facebook about it.
Do you know what catcalling is? Obviously.
Yeah.
So there was a video that went out of this woman. She, set up like a hidden camera of someone in front of her so that it would be facing her when she was walking, and all a bunch of people were like, oh, hey, mom, was good, blah, 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 like saying shit like that. So there was like this big thing about it, but then people were putting out like parody videos of it, like a dude walking.
Well, that guy, I saw the video of the guy walking, and he was a great looking guy. First, was he Tom Cruise? No. But was he an okay looking guy? Sure. No, he was a great looking guy. He was like muscular build. He had a nice
I didn't see
beard.
This.
Yeah.
But what was that real? Or was that fake? It looked
real.
Apparently
it's real.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it's obviously nowhere near as worse as it is for the girl, but there was actually a parody video of a Jewish guy. It was like
I saw it.
I didn't see it.
It was great.
It was hysterical.
It's just like random Hasidic Jewish people would come up to him like, you Jewish? Oh, you're Jewish. Don't try to hide it. And like, they'd come up to him.
He nailed it. That was the best one. But
right. But these videos are all over Facebook now. That video specifically, the girl. And people are just getting into crazy arguments like, oh, should you do this? This is right.
It caused so many arguments between a lot of men and women.
Right.
And for me, what started to get me upset and even got me writing that long status was because so many guys were writing that they're just compliments or like, oh, what? We can't, introduce ourselves to a girl in public. And I'm like, whoa. No one's saying you can't meet a girl in a public place. No one is saying that. You know what I mean? Like,
Internet's
if I'm
easier,
on a subway.
Oh, wait.
Just kidding.
Yeah, Tinder's.
Yeah.
But
Snapchat your balls.
Why are you guys wasting your time? All right.
No, there's a difference between sitting in like a coffee shop reading a book and some dude coming up and being like, oh, hey, what are you reading? Even though that could be annoying, it's not a threatening, you're just kind of like, oh, this is annoying. That's fine, though. You can strike up a conversation with a stranger, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When you're walking down the street and you've got people saying to you like, hey, beautiful, smile. I'm telling you, there's something about it that does feel threatening. And that's what I felt like a lot of guys weren't understanding. It never feels like a compliment. You're never like, right. Oh my God, this guy sees my inner beauty. He totally picked up on my soul. You're like, no, this guy just wants pussy right now. And not just from me, basically from anyone that would make his dick move a little bit. And I'll tell you, the scariest is when you pass a group of guys and they're all saying things. It literally feels like, am I gonna get attacked? Like that, there's always a little thing like, is this gonna become a thing,
like,
or
that
a problem?
Scene in Batman where the people are like, they're like glowing and shit. You know what I mean? Come on now.
I love Joe. I don't know. I fucking love this guy.
You don't remember that?
You ever see Batman? His parents are dead. All right, come on.
Nah. What? No, but so what you're saying is it's okay to go up to women in public as long as there's walls around you and you're in a building.
Well, there's a polite way and a respectful way of going up to a woman and being like, you know, hey, even if it's a little, like a tiny bit creepy, but just like, hey, what are you into? You know, like, but calling at someone when they're just walking, like, hey, smile more. Hey, beautiful. You're like, that's not how you talk to someone. That's not how you talk to someone. Like, you don't just yell at someone. And a lot of the people who were doing it are these guys who just don't come off as like sweet, or like you're kind of scared. You're like, this guy has an energy about them that's rough. They're yelling at me. And they sometimes like will walk with you or behind you when you're like, am I about to get mugged? Like, it's
yeah, that's
just
bad. That's really bad. I mean, I didn't really like that, like that part of the video where the dude is just like following this girl for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was, you know,
like, yo, why are you following a person?
Well, yeah, that's
but I've had that happen. And you're like, is he about to like fuck with me? Like, you're like, it's really scary.
Well, you're very scared, of course.
And when the guys are like, oh, it's just a compliment, it's like, first of all, I love compliments, okay? My name's Kate Wolf. I fucking love compliments. But that's not a compliment. And I feel like for the guys, for them to understand, it would be like, if you're a straight dude and you're walking down an alley and you've got like a bunch of really big transvestites who are way bigger than you physically. So like you know what I mean? They could take you down. Mm-hmm. And they're coming up to you being like, hey, beautiful. Hey, handsome. Hey, what's your dick like? You wouldn't be like, oh, thank you. You'd be like, yo, I feel uncomfortable. Like, yeah, back up. I'm not interested. So that's the kind of feeling. No, I've never met anyone that's like, oh my God, this guy catcalled me and we just started making out.
Yeah, one time I made a joke and some girl was like, do you cat call girls on the street? I was like, no, I don't do that because it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's
and then
never
that,
worked in the history.
That turned into, well, if it worked, would you do, you're a piece of shit. And I was like, here it is. Jesus Christ.
No, well, Tim and I got into a huge fight about it because he said something like, well, maybe if girls stopped responding to it, guys would stop. And I was like,
no one's ever gonna.
I've never seen that.
The
like
reason why he thinks it works is because one time they were drunk somewhere and he did it to a girl, like, hey, but it was like a different situation. It's like, Tim isn't the typical cat caller. Like, he was probably wasted with a group of guys. I still think it's gross, like, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it's just different. I'm like, it's still, that's not, you're not a cat caller. He's not a cat caller type of person.
I feel like it's different. Like, cat calling is just like yelling out random shit. And if you want to like approach a girl like on the street, I feel like you should like stop her and say, like, it's hard to explain. I mean, obviously you have to be super polite because it's kind of like a creepy thing.
I think meeting a girl like in a, you know, the street, I mean, the street or like a bar, that's a very threatening place to meet someone.
At the bar,
you know what I mean?
Though, I think it's not threatening.
I mean,
it depends on how you approach the person. A bar's way more acceptable.
Well, I'm saying, look, okay, here's the thing. Like, you would most likely get laid if you were to go to like a house party and someone's like, hey, this is my friend Joe, or this is who, and you're like, oh, you're friends of a friend. Already you're like, I kind of know this person through other friends.
Right.
So the odds of something bad happening aren't that great. But yeah, in a bar, you could just be anybody. You know what I mean? You could, you know what I mean?
I still feel like it's an environment where people are open to conversation. Like, I've
talked
to so many. Like, every time I go out, like, you know?
I'm not saying, yeah, I'm just saying it can be, you know what I mean? Those are threatening places.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is, like, for me, it was like, guys, when the guy girl thing came out about this, I was like, dude, you don't have to agree. Like, no guy has to agree, but you can't disagree with the fact that girls are saying it's not a compliment.
Right.
Like, if we're saying it feels bad, you can't be like, no, it's a compliment, as if we don't know what a compliment feels like. Like, anyone who's dated a girl knows they love compliments. You tell your girl, oh, you look pretty. Oh, you're so smart. You're so funny. They're like, oh my God, thank you. Girls love compliments. So clearly, if we felt like that was a compliment, we'd be loving it. It's not a compliment. So I just was annoyed that people were like telling other people what to feel. And I'm like, you can't tell someone what they feel.
It's almost like feeding someone fish and they're like, I don't like this. And you're like, no, you do. It's fine. It's food. Don't worry about it. It's like, no, I don't like fish. No, you do. Trust me. It's like, it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
You know what my favorite is? Remember, Joe, how that guy filed that girl for like 5 minutes? My favorite one is like, yo, mommy, let me get your number. And then like she says nothing. And he goes, oh, is it because I'm ugly? Just immediately goes like there. Like no self-esteem, trying to figure out the problem. You know what I mean?
It's because my parents hate me. Like, what's he like, dude?
Yeah, that's what he
his
says.
His low self-esteem comes out really quickly.
Real quick, not even like, you know what I mean? He's like, oh, is it because I'm ugly? Is that what it is?
Did you see the Bye Felipe hashtag going around on Instagram where it's like a girl, I guess she was on OkCupid, and when she would nicely reject a guy, which is going to happen, you're on a dating website, they would get really negative. So like the message would be like the guy saying, hey, you look really great, this. And then she'd be like, oh, no, thank you, whatever. And he'd be like, well, you're fat anyway. And like, yeah.
It's like
middle school shit.
Dude, that's typical guy behavior.
Oh, it's typical. I used to have a guy who would hit on girls, and then immediately they'd be like, no. He'd be like, lesbo. You know what I mean? Like, clearly.
She must be a lesbian.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Their ego just explodes.
Yeah, it just goes from like so nice
to so angry. I've had friends like talk about some girl. And be like, oh, yo, she's mad hot, like, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, then we, like, try to hang out with her, and then we'll hang out, and then it just won't work out between them two. Like, they won't hook up. She's not interested. And he'll just be like, she's whack anyway. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why? Yeah. Like, yo, you were just saying that, I mean.
It just shows human behavior. Because I'll tell you what, like, you know, if I'm with a dude and we're working great, I'm like, he is the best. Da, da, da. And then we break up. I'm like, well, you know what? He always had this problem. You
I
know,
didn't
like,
share it with you, but now I will.
It's just a way to cope, I think. It's like, okay, how can I not feel like a piece of shit right now?
Yeah.
I have to somehow write a story. But the other thing that bothered me, I'm just venting. A lot of guy comics, because Michael Che said a comment that exploded, right? A lot of guy comics have now been writing like, if you want to be an activist or, you know, go be a blogger, don't be a comedian. Go. And I'm like, dudes, like, that's not the case. We can, first of all, comedians can disagree with other comedians and express.
I
forget his status. He made a status probably saying something. Michael Che, he's on Saturday Night Live now. He's like a really well-known comedian.
I don't know.
He made a status. I forget what it was, but it was basically saying something like, comparing women getting catcalled to him getting approached in the street, like, oh my God, you're Michael Che, can I get your autograph? And he's like, yeah, it's annoying, but get over it, kind of a thing. So it exploded. Like a lot of news places and websites started writing about him. So he was annoyed, and that's fine, you know? Mm-hmm. But after that, a lot of other guy comedians have been writing, like, if you want to be a social activist, you know, go quit being a comedian and be a blogger. And that annoys me because I'm like, what about George Carlin? Like, he was an activist. You watch one of his last specials, and he's just going on about the environment. Yeah. You can have a message and still be a comedian. And two comedians can have totally opposing views, and both are totally fine.
I think what they're saying is, like, you can't be offended by something that a comedian says. You know what
I mean?
But
you can be.
But why? Then you're not. Then I agree. I kind of agree with the statement. It's like, but then why? Like, if you're a comedian, you're gonna say some like dark shit on stage. There's people who do that all the time. You're really gonna pick apart what they're saying and like take it super literally and be like, oh, that's not politically correct. Like, what if I said some shit like I would rather put a cat in a microwave than than tie my shoes? And someone's like, that's fucking, you don't do that. Cats are animals.
PETA comes after you.
It's the same exact thing, though.
Yeah.
It's a comedian. It's like, you're kind of serious, but you're also like exaggerating it, making it funny so that it's like entertainment. You know what I mean?
I get that. Keep going.
But what the guy is saying, I haven't seen the status, but him, a celebrity walking down the street, I can understand how it's kind of the same thing. For a celebrity to be walking down the street, and a woman to be walking down the street and getting catcalled. Do I think there's two levels of it? It's like, you know, maybe a woman is more like, it's scarier for them because dudes are typically bigger than
physically
they are.
Physically,
you know, larger. I mean? So it's scary. But for a celebrity, it's like sometimes it's a ton of people, or like you see people and you're not sure if they know who you are or not, but they're looking at you. So it's kind of like, Are they like threatening me? Like, are they, you know, it's a scary fucking thing.
I would say this. If a celebrity was constantly being surrounded by fans who were physically bigger than them, wanting stuff,
yeah,
then yeah, I think it actually would be similar.
But I don't think
similar.
It has to do anything being fit. Like, even if it was someone who was littler than you, like, you could get blindsided, hit, or with a weapon.
Yeah,
and, like,
but it's
robbed
still,
or...
I'll tell you what, like, if a middle school boy was catcalling me that was, like, in sixth grade and smaller, it would be annoying, but I'd be like, okay, I don't really feel...
Threatened
here.
Right.
You know, unless it was like a group of middle school kids, then I might actually be like, no, I'm serious. Then I might be like, what the fuck are they about to do to me? Even if it was like throwing something at my head because I rejected them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So I do get what he's saying, but I still think there's something being missed in the sense of when a guy's catcalling, it's because they want sex and there's something innately going on in that, like, you know when you want to fuck someone, it's like, oh, like you get this other thing going, this instinct.
Yeah.
And you can feel that as a woman. So when you're walking down and someone's going like, hey, beautiful, hey, you're like, there's this feeling that comes along with it of like, I don't want to say rape, but kind of, you're like, what's about to happen? It's not just like, oh, can I get your autograph? Which can still get if a bunch of people are fans are running after you. They
no,
have trampled people.
It's not about that. I'm not saying like, can I get your autograph? It's not about that. It's just... you don't know if someone, because when you're a celebrity, people, there's a lot of people don't like you. So it's like, oh, you're on TV, you think you're real fucking cool, I bet, right? So they want to be the person who's going to fuck you up and just like put it on World Star or some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people want to be
World
that
Star?
Guy.
I'm so out of the loop with like so much stuff.
It's like a fucking ratchet ass website where usually if you get knocked out, you get put on the website.
Okay. Yeah. So if someone starts fighting, you know, people take out their cell phones. Yeah, it always ends up on that.
Well, can I say one thing? When you said George Carlin, I immediately in my mind, I was like, oh no, she's going to talk about George Clooney. This is going to be great. I thought you were going to say that. I was like, oh, what is George Clooney's on this shit too now?
Okay.
This is a huge deal.
I promise you, Mike, we'll get to some handsome men
no,
later.
Can I tell you one thing about George Clooney? No, I'll tell you one thing. People say the number one thing people always, he hears the most is people always come up to him. They say, I thought you'd be taller. Because I think he's only like 5'9 and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like how tall I am.
Poor George Clooney.
But, yeah, no, I'm with him. I'm
yeah.
With him on that.
All right. Well, I'm sure he's
saying.
Still. He just got married.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Played the field for a while.
Back to the comedian thing. I get what you're saying. If a comedian's making a joke, a lot of people are very PC and easily offended.
Yeah.
I get it. That's annoying as hell. But I still think it's okay to genuinely be offended sometimes. You know, not to the extent that people are, but sometimes a comedian, even if they're, you know, job is to make fun of things. Sometimes they can say something that's like, whoa, 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 that's not cool.
Sure, they can. But
do we blow it up into something way big? Like someone could be like, okay, if I look at Michael Che's status, I could go, oh, okay, that's not really my cup of tea, but who cares? That, you know, that's how I respond. Mm-hmm. Other people make it a huge article.
No, of
and
course.
Now he's a woman hater, which I never felt. Do you get what I'm saying? But
I do.
You know, we live in a society with a ton of offended people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. But I just feel like you can't walk into a comedy club, sit down, and have no sense of humor and just try to get offended by some shit that this guy
says. Well, yeah. I mean, if you're one of those people, then you don't belong
but it's
in
the same
a comedy
thing.
Club
it's like
or...
Like, you have to know what a comedian is, man. Like, they're going to say some shit for shock value, or they're going to say it. They're going to exaggerate it. They're going to... You know, whatever.
Comedians are supposed to bring light into darkness. They're supposed to take situations that make people uncomfortable or whatever and somehow shed a funny light on it.
But they also could take dark things and make them funny as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, you said light into... You said light
yeah,
into
light
darkness.
Into dark places, like laughter.
Oh, laughter into...
Said, laughter
okay.
into...
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, I said it in like a very spiritual, poetic, weird way.
I mean, I don't know. My take is this. Everyone has their own views, their own opinions. I mean, so many people, if they say... You know, they agreed with, hey, you should just take the compliment. There's so many people who are going to be like, well, I agree you should, and some people I don't. So I actually just try to stay out of it. Don't even, hey, love that status, love yours also. You know what I mean?
I think this whole situation is very simple, and I really don't get it because, like I said before, the example that I gave, you're feeding someone fish and they're telling you, I don't like fish, and you're going, yeah, you do, even though you have no idea who they are. You're like, you like fish, trust me. Like, you could say I'm giving you a compliment, and I could easily say too, like, I could be real nice to a girl and be like, hey, listen, like, you're just really pretty. And she's like, ew, get the fuck away from me. And I could easily be like, what
Lesbo.
A fucking bitch. Like, I'm just trying to be nice and just approach you in person. But I could see how that's uncomfortable. So if I can see how that's uncomfortable and all these women are saying we don't like it and it is uncomfortable, why are we going to fight that and just be like, oh, yeah, no, it's cool. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, we got it.
It reminds me of date rape where the guy's like, oh, no, you like this. And she's like, no, I don't. He's like, oh, you like it. It's like, no.
Yeah. I mean, we have the answer and we're just ignoring it.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, no, we're telling you we don't. And we're like, what? Well, let's figure this out. Like, it's like, we have the
answer. We got to get a solution here, all
right? Yeah, yeah. And if the point's to get pussy, right? If that's the point of catcalling, there are way better ways to get it. Like, that's the whole point. Like, if you really want to get into a girl's pants, catcalling's not going to be the best way to do it.
I don't think it's ever worked in the history of the world.
Except for you, no, my cross.
It has because. I saw a video that came out, and they were just interviewing random women on the street and saying, like, you know, what they think about catcalling. And these two women that I remember, one of them said, you know, sometimes you spend a lot of time getting ready in the morning, and when you go out, she's like, sometimes people catcall you, and it's like, whatever. It's like, but you kind of appreciate it because you know that you look good that day. And I'm just like, all right, that's kind of stupid. And then the other girl said, that's how I met this guy that I dated for a while. I was like, all right, well, you know.
Well, Mike, can you tell your story or no?
Yeah, I can, but here's a backstory which I never told anyone, which is, because it kind of makes me look like a bad guy in a way. It's very manipulative if you think about it. But I actually knew my wife from I saw her on an internet dating site.
Oh, really?
So I already knew info about her. I had messaged her, not getting anything back. So in a way, it's very manipulative to me. Be like, hey, do you love the Addams Family? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, oh my god, so do I.
You never told me
that's
that.
That's because it makes you look like a fucking.
That's hysterical.
Jerk.
So You already saw your wife on a dating website.
But she didn't respond to you.
Tell the story of what.
So basically, I see her on the train, and I'm a couple drinks in, and yeah, I'm feeling more confident than usual, and I was like, I see her across. I'm like, hey, for a long time, okay, and then she's like, what? You know, you're talking to me, like, what do you want? And luckily there's a group of guys right next to me, because, like, if you don't have an audience to laugh, then you just look like a jerk. But I'm like, whoa, someone's on their period. And these guys start dying laughing, okay? So then I'm like, I said, hey, do you want to go for a drink? And she was like, no. And I was like, look, I know you're a way better looking girl than I'm a guy. And I've thought about that, and it doesn't bother me. And she was like, how many times did you use that line today? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe like 15 times. And then I got to talking to her and stuff. And then, yeah, so in a way.
And you pulled out all of her interests, even though she had
so
no
it was
idea.
It was very manipulative.
Does she know that now?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I can't. I'm not going to. I'm pretty honest with her. But that's like, you know, and that's like an experiment. Like, I had the control in a way. You know what I mean? Like, I knew information she didn't, and information is power.
Mm. See, like, something like that, like, if I was sitting on that train, I'd be like, this guy's a dick. Like,
yeah,
why is he
really
doing that? Yeah, just like, I don't know, man. Like,
when it wasn't very crowded, I'll tell you that, thank god. It wasn't like a group of, you know what I mean, like, and she was with a couple of her friends too, so it looked like I was with these guys.
Oh,
even
she was
though
with
I wasn't.
People
yeah oh yeah she wasn't like it was with yeah it wasn't like by yeah she was with a couple friends, so
I mean,
it wasn't,
that makes it like totally different to me, because I like, if you're by yourself, that's very vulnerable. So if, like, a dude with a group of guys is talking to some girl by herself, that's,
well, that's
like,
that's threatening. But here's the thing, like, to this scenario, yeah. It was like, it looked like, even though I was by myself, it looked like I was with these guys, so it looked better. They were like kind of like my age, and I was like, whoa, I was kind of talking to them before, because it was late night having drinks, and they were, you know what I mean, so it looked like I was like, hey, I'm talking to these girls for all of us guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it didn't look like it wasn't, you know, wasn't like catcalling, like, hey, you over there with the tits, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Here's the thing with me, because I'm very feisty, as you guys know. I've stopped doing this because I don't want to get murdered. But one time I was walking to the train in Jersey City, and I don't live in the nicest area. And these two dudes in a truck pull up, and one was like, hey, beautiful, I love your dress. And I get triggered, right? Like, it pisses me off. So I was like, oh, really? Do you want to borrow it and your friend can fuck you in it? And they just looked at me like,
what
just
they were
happened?
Like, okay, it sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, give me your dress. I love
so
that.
We're actually gay, so that's fucking.
And then another time.
That was a really good fucking line, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
When I'm angry, when I get there, I'm on point. And then one time I was walking, and a group of like 18 or 19-year-olds, like, it was like five or six of them, started catcalling me.
What'd they say?
And I just, they were just saying the typical.
Whatever. Yeah.
And I stopped, walked up to them. They looked shocked. Like, they were like, what? And I was like, do you really think this is going to get you pussy? And they didn't know what to, like, they were like, what? And I was like, did you really think calling at me like that and objectifying me was going to get you into my pants? And they're like, I don't know. And I was like, no, you didn't. You just wanted to act like you're looking for chicks so you can keep talking to your dudes. Are you gay? I was like, because you're enjoying this group of dudes. You're chilling. You're enjoying it. But every now and then, every 5 minutes, you want to pretend you're looking for pussy so then you can go back to talking to your guys. Just talk to the dudes. You're having fun. Don't pretend you want pussy because you knew that wasn't going to get my pussy. They did not know what to say. I just went on a rant.
They're not like mature enough. They're like, what's going on right now?
Yeah, they're 19. They're like, yeah. We just thought that this is what you did. They're you're like, crazy, bitch.
We saw some other guys do it. We were like, hey, why not?
So, I don't know. I think a big thing, like, I hate when it goes like man versus woman, you know? I just, because it's like, what is that? You know, it should just be like, it's kind of like what Joe was saying. Like, oh, you don't like fish. All right. Like you just kind of like listen to the person. If a guy said to me like, hey, I hate when a group of girls do this. I'd be like, oh, huh. Oh, yeah. That sounds like it kind of sucks. Or if a guy goes, yeah, having a pair of balls can get really sweaty and irritating. I get chafed. I'd be like, I would never be like, no, it's not that bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they'd be like, dude, you have a ball sack? Like, how are you telling me it's not that bad? So I just feel like we need to just kind of be on each other's side. Yeah,
doctor's going, you have cancer. You'd be like, no, I don't. It's, no, I don't. It's yeah. Cool. I'm fine, doc.
I'm fine.
It's ridiculous. I mean, like I said, it's very easy. I feel like it's very easy. We have the answer and we're just ignoring it. Like,
I'll be honest with you, I've never catcalled besides like, you know, besides being in a bar and being like, you know.
Well, you're just hysterical. When you get fucked up or in your mode, you are unstoppable. you are an animal.
You know what's hilarious? The other night we were out at Niagara and we were all drinking and there's a big group of girls, right? And I had said something, I don't know what. And I was like, hey, ladies, hey, over here. Like, what? And then immediately they're like, no, we want nothing to do with this guy. You know what I mean? I don't know what happened. So I'm like, Siobhan, you screwed it all up. Now I got to go back in there and make everything right. And everyone's like, no, you're good. You don't need to make anything right. They do not want to talk to you.
Can I tell everyone about the other day when we talked in the morning?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I have no problem.
I call Mike because he was one of my comics on my show, The Call Kate Thing. And I called to see if he could do it. And he's like, he was feeling shitty because he had done cocaine.
Well, no, I woke up to your phone. I was still sleeping. I'd pick up the phone and answered. So this is ground zero right now.
He just woke up and he had done a lot of coke the night before and just felt like ass. But it was just, he's so funny because he was just so, he was so down about it. And it was kind of like, dude, you just got to own what you did last night. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying do it again.
No,
if you don't want to do it again, don't do it again. But like, you can't beat yourself up the whole day today.
But here's the thing though. That night when I went out,
I cannot picture you on cocaine.
Oh my God.
You must be like so hyper.
Yeah. My friends are like, hey, it's cool. I have a cold beers. And I'm like, no, I'll hang out for a minute in that kind of scenario. Then I'll actually just go to the movies by myself or something just to not.
On coke?
No. I'm saying,
oh,
like,
to not do
if
it.
My friends are going out, like, yo, you want to have beers? I'll be like, yeah, I'll go hang out. But I'll hang out for a minute. Then I got to leave because I don't want to get all fucked up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like that night, they're like, hey, go out, just have a beer. I'm like, no. They're like, come on. I'm like, all right. So I have one. As soon as I literally took a sip, I'm like, so I'm going to get some coke tonight. Like, it wasn't even... They're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me.
I've never done cocaine. Either of you, right, Joe?
Nah.
Really?
Really?
You guys are missing out. It's good times.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, role model for the kids.
If you guys really want to party, man, this is how you do it.
Let me tell you how happy... Call me. Let me tell you how happy Mike sounded the day after. You were suicidal,
man. I was ready to end it all.
Yeah.
It was going to be over.
Because the thing I feel about drugs, which I've said before, is it just shows you where you can actually feel. Like, it just is supposed to show you, like, yo, you can feel this way. You don't need the drug. And the problem is if you start using the drug too much, it fucks with your hormones, your naturally, the chemicals in your body. So if you kept doing cocaine, you would feel way worse. Like, your normal, not on cocaine, would be much lower to balance it out.
Yeah, the worst is, too, is what this is going to sound kind of bad, but it's, you know, after I would go out partying and doing that, I would always save a little bit for the morning to kind of boost me back up, but I didn't. So it was just, like, even worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, don't. Kids, stay off the cocaine.
Or if you do, save some for the morning, okay?
No.
You don't want to be that depressed.
You're the worst.
I'm just saying.
You're the worst. I'll tell you what. Last night, Tim and I got into a fight. I was just by myself, and he has a G pen, which is like, you know, to smoke weed. Yeah. It's like a vaporizer-y thing.
Okay.
And I've never smoked by myself in my life.
Do you smoke weed?
No.
Never.
Do you drink?
Yeah,
I don't. I try to do nothing, but okay.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I normally do nothing.
Yeah, you normally do nothing too. Neither do I, normally.
Yeah, but when you do, not you go week, hard. But
I do. It's like, it's no joke. Yeah, okay.
So I decided to smoke by myself. Never had done that before.
It was amazing. You don't get paranoid?
At first, I felt like I did it. And at first, I felt like that little bit of panic feeling where I was like, oh, fuck, this is going to be the worst. All of a sudden, I just got so happy and like my resistance dropped. And I was just like, I don't know. I just saw everything, you know, like because I wasn't stuck in my own drama anymore. I kind of saw in terms of the fight. I was like, oh, I see what I did and why I felt insecure. Like I literally immediately as soon as I got high, I texted and I was like, I'm sorry. I love you. I was being crazy. So it like took me out of my drama. I'm not saying, but here's my thing with that stuff. I don't think it's good to rely on that as a way to get out. But I'll tell you what, it definitely helped me yesterday to calm down. And then I was able to get out of it. And then even once the high came down, I still was like, oh, I get what I did. It was actually a big opening. I saw in general that I'm always surveying my surroundings. Like I can never just be calm and in the moment. I'm always like, on edge, like,
looking
okay,
around.
You know, if someone says something insensitive, I respond crazy sensitively. Like it wounds me because I'm just, I don't know, like I'm on edge I had this big realization that I'm like that because I grew up in a household where I had to constantly be on edge and protecting myself because I never knew what was coming at me. So I had all these realizations while high and it was pretty nuts. And then I called Tina, my friend Tina and I were talking about it. And I think we brought you up, Joe, because we were saying like Tina and I will get in a situation with the guy, or I did in the past, where he would annoy me or say shit that was fucked up, but I would just keep putting up with it because it perpetuated a belief in me without realizing it. So if I deep down thought I was worthless, I would be with the guy who was going to keep making me feel worthless because it validated this inner thought that I wasn't aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how, Joe, you're so, you know, emotionally stable that he responds so quickly. I don't know. No, I was going to say, I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Like, no.
Well, 2 seconds ago, I'm like, I was going to kill myself the other day.
Yeah, no. Joe is just this,
Joe,
like.
Do you have a girl? I'm so sorry. Do you have a girlfriend? I'm just curious.
No, I don't.
Okay. But I'm just curious because you're, what we talked about before, you're a great looking guy. You're cool. Everything's, you're a great dresser. We should hang out more. Just kidding. No, but do you do well out, like hanging out with girls and hooking up and that kind of stuff? I don't.
Yeah,
mean
I just
to put you on the spot. But
no, yeah, I mean, I've never really had a problem with that because I'm very like outgoing and like I could talk to people very easily.
Yeah, I'm just curious. What's the longest girl you ever dated?
Like last year, I dated a girl for probably like 6 or 7 months.
Okay, I was just curious. That's okay. I didn't know if you were. Every night, different girl. You know what I mean?
Nah, I mean,
he could be. He doesn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, because you're a great looking dude and you really.
There's like phases that, but like, I feel like I'm over that. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm over that stuff.
Because it's empty feeling.
It's not, though. It's not like an empty feeling. Like, when it happens, it's like fucking great. Like, yeah, this is awesome. Like,
okay, it's not an empty feeling.
No, it's not. It's
I
not
accomplished something tonight, all right?
No, because, you know, it's whatever. It's like, I don't know, man. It's. Like one night stands and shit like that. Usually, I don't typically have one night stands. Like I've like talked to the person previously, and like it happens once. Like technically, it's one night stand, but whatever.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, you go through times where you're just kind of like, oh, well, I just kind of want to just fuck around and just go like crazy.
No,
and there's other times I'm just kind of like, you know, you date people or you know whatever. I feel like I'm at the point now where I'm just kind of like over the whole. I love whores thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know.
I want to do the slow clap for him.
He's like, it's so nice. Like last time, you know, I'm over skanks. You know what I'm saying? It used to be my thing. I was into them, but now I'm like, nah.
You know what though? Like I'm probably going to sound really hypocritical in the future because I could fall right back into that where I'm like, just fuck it. Like I'll just like fuck around and just, you know, whatever. But I feel like whatever phase you're in.
I was just curious about him because I didn't know where.
No, I love when you ask him questions. I think it's because you really have a genuine love for handsome men.
Like, I'm actually more interested in, like, dudes and how they feel than I am girls. I'm listening to Kate. I'm like, yeah, Kate, I'm with you 100%.
But Joe.
I don't know why. I've always been like that.
I'll tell you
and
what,
And if Joe was an ugly dude, I wouldn't even be talking to him.
I know. You'd be like, Kate, I can't do your podcast.
Yeah. Joe, oh, are you kidding me?
Wait, one night, Mike comes up to me, though, and he goes,
this is great.
He goes,
hold on, wait.
No.
Let me tell this story. Okay, you tell it. Hold on.
You can do it.
We were in the back. What was the tone of it? It was we were doing something kind of.
We were having like a serious conversation. We were talking about something, and you genuinely wanted
to
drop.
Were we at New York Comedy Club or were we at Stand Up New York? We were somewhere like that, right?
It was either here at Stand Up New York or somewhere else. And he comes up to me like he's about to open his soul with some really big secret, and that I was going to be like, I feel so bonded to you, Mike, now. Like, I know who you are.
Yeah.
He goes, Kate, I just want to let you know, I'm really into big boobs. Is that how you said
it? I go, Kate, and I don't know if you knew this about me, but like big titties, that's like kind of my thing.
That's what he said.
Like, I was letting you know that I'm a big fan of big titties.
He said it like he was like,
yeah, like my dad has cancer.
It's kind of my thing. And I go, what did I say? Just you, Mike?
I go, yeah, you're like, just you. And I was like, huh, never thought about it.
I was like, yeah, no shit. Most dudes like big tits.
But it was
hysterical.
It was the tone, because it was like...
It was here, because I know what happened. A girl, we were doing a show here,
okay,
and a girl had pictures of her boobs on the phone.
Oh, that's right, and she was like showing people.
And you were like, oh, like getting...
I didn't look, though, for the record.
You did not look.
I did not look, because I
But then he was like, Kate, just...
just let you know.
Big tits are kind of my thing. And I was like,
kind of my thing.
Great.
The best line is, I didn't know if you knew this about me. Like, I don't think
I don't. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. But the thing I was saying about Joe before is that he really is able to pretty quickly be like, oh, this doesn't feel right. Like, oh, this person's not treating me right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to get out of it. There's no drama about it. He's not like obsessing in his head like, oh, you know, I don't know if I should do this or not do this. He's kind of like, huh. This doesn't feel good. I think I'm going to just...
Because I think people like... I like pride myself on being aware of everything that goes on around me. If you like just kind of... If you sit back and think about things when it comes to relationships or whatever, you have all the answers. You know what I mean? Because it happens 24/7 around you.
Yep.
And you yourself, even if you have these issues and you sit down, you actually think about things, you're like, oh, this is what it is. So that's like all you have to do. And when it comes to like that, like... Like, I know, like, I meet a girl and, you know, she seems cool. She seems like the kind of girl I would date. We go on a couple of dates and, like, after a while, just like, it just doesn't feel right. And you're just kind of like, it's just like, you know, whatever. It's just like, it usually happens fairly quickly. I usually say that I could tell in 30 minutes if I would take this person out on a date or not. It's probably less than that. I'm just giving 30 minutes, whatever. But if I meet someone, it's like 30 minutes, like, I know if I would date you or not. And then...
I'm so sorry. I think I read somewhere, and I'm probably misquoting because I'm dyslexic and barely read, but I think it was like in the first 6 or 7 seconds, you can tell if you want to have sex with that person or not. Have you guys?
I've seen that. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
That doesn't actually really work
for
me.
No, because for me, it's like 2 seconds.
So yeah. It's longer because for me, I don't care how good looking
I'm
a guy
kidding.
Is.
It depends how long I'm blinking. Once the eyes are...
No, that's just what I read. I don't know. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. A girl can tell if she's not fucking you.
Yeah.
Really quickly. I can tell you that. Like, oh, this guy's whack. Not fucking him. I
like
can't tell.
90% of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
No.
Which is 99. Like,
even though I do, I don't. Like, all right, great.
So. It definitely takes me longer to decide if. Because I don't fuck unless like a person. So it takes me longer to be like, you know.
But have you ever had sex with someone that you didn't like at all?
Did I ever what?
Have you, both you two, have you ever had sex with someone that you didn't like at all, but you just did it anyway?
Not really.
What do you mean that you didn't like at all? Like you weren't attracted to them?
Yeah, that maybe their personality.
Kind of, but they were still like a friend or someone. It wasn't like this random, oh, I don't like you, but I'm still just going to have sex.
Okay.
Like it was like a friend that I knew wasn't going to ever be more than that.
I've had sex with people that I was just attracted to and like was not.
Emotionally or mentally?
Yeah, not at all. It was just kind of like, oh, you're hot.
But what does that feel like? Is it good while you're penetrating?
You're jerking off with someone else.
Ooh, don't like that.
That's what it is.
Oh, that's a bad thing? I'm just kidding.
Not with someone else. Like, she's jerking off, you're jerking off. Like, you're jerking off with each other's bodies is what
totally.
I mean.
Totally.
Yeah. But I mean, like me personally, like, I don't know. Like, if I have sex with someone and I don't really know them, whatever, I'll make it a thing. I mean, typically I'll make it a thing. Not 100% of the time, but most of the time I'll make it a thing to, I will never ignore you. You know what I mean? I won't be that guy who will just ignore you. And I will try to just make sure that, you know, I didn't I'm not trying to just like throw you to the side like you're some, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, yeah. I know that girls are very like emotionally like.
No, it's nice. You're going to string them along for a couple weeks.
Yeah. No, not string them along. No.
That's gonna get rid of her. I'm gonna make plans and fucking break them.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Nah, because usually if I have sex with someone, I have no intentions of like whatever. They'll know that. Like, you know what I mean? I will not string people along because I would never want that done to me.
No, of course.
But it's like I won't be that guy. It's just like, oh yeah, whatever. I'm not gonna fucking answer your text anymore. I'm just gonna, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I ignore Kate's text.
Sometimes I just like phone calls over texting.
She.
So do I.
Does not stop talking.
So, whatever.
I'm at work. She calls.
I love me. Both you two. She goes. I'm not gonna pick sides.
I'm at work, and Kate will call me, and I'll be like, "What's up? What's going on?" And she'll just be like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Yeah, what's up?"
No, it's
and
not, she's like, "I don't just call.
What are you doing?"
Like, no,
and I'm you've done that, and then I told you, I'm like, "Kate, I'm at work."
But that's
like,
almost to fuck with you in the beginning, because yeah. I know, because he'll pick up annoyed already, and that makes me want to fuck with him.
Not annoyed, because just like I like
because he'll be like, you know, he'll be like this, like, "Hey." Like, as if it's like, I'm at work.
What do you
like,
need?
That's how he's saying, hey. Like, yeah, hey. And then I'll be like, what you doing? You know
what I mean? What do you want? No, nothing.
Yeah.
It's just like, how are you?
It like, makes me want to do
fuck,
that.
What the fuck, Kate? Yeah,
because he's already like, got this like stick in his head. I'm at work. And I'm like, I know. I had to ask you a quick fucking question that I just wanted to find out without having to like
text. You
know
text. What's so funny? I think some guys don't like talking on the phone. I only have certain guys I will talk to the phone, like talk on the phone with. And but there's a couple of friends who I've been friends with since I was in middle school that I literally call we'll talk like every 6 months to a year. And oh, this is a conversation like, hey man, how are you? Everything's good. Good. Oh, you got married? Yeah, I got married. What about you? I moved to a new place. Cool, man.
Conversation
talk to,
over.
Talk to you in
a couple years. Hey,
yeah. No, I mean, I like phone calls too. I don't typically talk on the phone with a lot of girls because there's not a lot of girls that I know that I would want to have a full conversation with.
Yeah.
As bad as that sounds. But it's just because, like, what do you really have in, like, common with someone unless you're trying to date them or you are dating them? Then I'll talk on the phone. But if it's just, like, some girl, like, I'm just like, what are we going to talk about? Yeah. You know what I mean? And some people force that. Like, I know people who will, they're dating. They're on the phone 3 or 4 hours a night. I'm just like, what do you guys do?
Really?
Do you guys sleep together on the phone? Like, just
it's a long time.
Dead silence, just talking on the phone. It's kind of, it's like wild, man.
I mean, Tim and I talk a lot on the phone, but it's about like shit. It's like if he'll just like read an article on something about like
spirituality.
Oh,
if you have something to talk about, by all means.
Yeah.
Don't
so, like,
fucking force it though. Like,
no.
Hey, what's up? Nothing. What are you doing? Nothing. Oh, so.
If it's stale, and, you know, we both go, well, you know what I mean? In the funny way. Well, yeah. We're bored, you know? Yeah. And then, but no, normally it's because there's something legitimately to discuss. And it's not just like, no, you're the best. No, you are. You know, like.
I love you more.
Anyway, that's probably me. And he's like, well, gotta go.
I'm really in the middle of something. What? Nothing. Yeah. I gotta go.
I just wanted to say I love you.
I don't have a lot of friends that are girls. Like, I don't have any friends who are girls. You know what I mean? But like, I'm friends with girls, obviously, but not like friends to the point where it's like, I'd be like, yo, you want to just come hang out? Like, we're going to go to this bar. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like,
yeah,
you know, I don't have any friends like that.
I agree with you. I only have girlfriends who are in this, like doing the same, like me and you have the same interest of comedy.
Like, I feel,
you
know, like it's me and Emma are your girlfriends.
Yeah, it's like it. And Emma, I don't even think about as a girl. You know what I mean? I mean, I do, but you know what I'm saying?
I just gave
PC.
My,
oh my god!
Really,
that's you. Come on, that's a comment. I don't think of her like, you know what I mean.
I think of Emma as a girl.
Of
for
course,
sure.
No, of course
he's
I do.
Not
but
saying
you know what I'm
like that.
Emma, I get so sensitive when it comes
come
to.
On, I love Emma. I love you. Come on,
I know you love
friend.
Her,
I'm
but
saying,
she
like,
definitely.
Oh,
Emma's,
of course.
But I find Emma quite beautiful, like in a girl
that's
way.
That's not what he's saying.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Oh yeah, of course I do.
You're saying like
yeah.
She's like
you're
one of the guys. Like she's like oh
yeah, like
I feel like I'm one of the guys.
You are.
You are, but.
You talk about fucking eating assholes.
You're
one of the guys.
I am one of the guys.
Oh, you do talk about that?
Yeah, I eat assholes.
That's up a notch right now.
First of all, I don't eat assholes. I lick Tim's asshole.
Okay.
Because we did the Generation Y video, and I did. Here's the thing: in the video where I talk about eating ass, I make it like I start dating a dude. I'm like, give me your asshole. I the only asshole I've really ever been into licking. Joe's getting so uncomfortable.
No, not uncomfortable. This fact just said, give me your asshole.
Give me that asshole.
I'm just picturing just someone saying that to me.
Bend over.
What if a guy cat called you and said, hey, give me that asshole?
She's like, that's my number one thing. Okay.
She's like, wow, you use that line as well?
Yes.
Fist bump.
Hey.
Okay, go on.
But no, it's because like I'm so connected and attached that like I don't, you know what I mean? I get in there because it's like I like him and his body. But like if I was, I don't really sleep with random dudes, but like if I wasn't in love with a person, I don't think I'd ever want to get near that person's asshole.
So no, I hear eating you. Asshole is a sign of love to Kate.
For me.
Well, no.
Yes.
If I love
well, think
you.
About, have you ever licked asshole, Joe? Have no, you ever licked asshole?
I've never licked
I'm
asshole.
I'm telling you, if you were in like a long-term relationship, you love this girl and you're eating her out all the time and her like, she has this cute little pink puss and she's got her cute little starfish butthole right next to it.
Starfish.
You love her so much that you're just like, you want to get in there. And it would be a clean butthole. We're yeah. not talking you like know, some unclean. You would just love
you get in there
thing.
With your goddamn dick, not your goddamn mouth in the asshole.
What, you're saying anal sex?
Oh my god. Well, you could do that
I'm
too.
Down
yeah,
for
you
both.
Can do that.
I'm with you on this. On
the licking ass. Because you probably lick your wife's ass. Yeah. I just feel like when you.
He goes.
When you.
I don't want to talk
I literally.
About
I think like I humped Tim's chest today. Okay? Don't ask. Whatever. But like. Okay. When you're that comfortable with someone, you're just like, yeah, let's just be fucking weird, right? Like, I don't care. Like, it's just like. I wouldn't do something like that. I was sucking his dick, and my ass was like facing his
graphic
face.
Right here.
No fucking like absolute zero filter.
So I was just like, I started getting into it. So I just started humping his chest. It was great. Shout outs to my boo.
Hey Tim, how you doing, buddy?
It put me in such a good mood.
What, blowing
today.
Someone and fucking
I just
humping
had a lot,
their
I
chest?
Had a lot
I don't.
Of sex
you're,
today.
Here's the thing. You're the first girl. That I don't even really talk about with any girl sex stuff. Like, even with Emma, I don't really, like, vague kind of stuff. But, like, it's never, like, that was the most detailed thing I've ever heard from a
well,
girlfriend
really.
Who's a friend.
Kate is fucking a diamond
I'm
in the rough when
yeah,
it comes
so
to that
shit. Yeah, but I mean.
She's like, oh, yeah, yesterday, fucking jizz right in the eye. It was ridiculous. Like, all right, Jesus Christ. You just, she just said starfish butthole.
That pretty little starfish. Pretty
which
pink.
Means
God.
This
pretty
isn't her first
pussy.
Rodeo.
Yeah, well,
she's ran through a list of fucking names for buttholes, and she landed on starfish.
But here's
the
thing: can you talk like that? Because obviously, you know, you each have each relationship with me and Joe, and it's different, and it's still both are still good. But I'm saying, could you talk like that with someone that you didn't know?
Yeah.
Really?
This is how we met.
Yeah,
we were on
just
a shoot.
Anybody you could just go ahead and do that with?
Yeah.
And
wow,
I
that's
could,
good for you though.
I could do that.
No, seriously. That yeah. is really good for you.
No, and I could do that, but I typically don't because I know how a majority of people would be uncomfortable in that situation. If I was just like, dude, ramming this chick in her eye, like if it just starts saying wild shit.
It's different because I'm a girl and I look like I'd almost be really innocent. I have
yeah.
a look
yeah.
to me
that's
where
it.
I look like I'm gonna be like still school teachery.
Mm-hmm.
So then
little do you know she begs for jizz.
So then when I'm like on a shoot and all of a sudden I'm like, yo, even if I have a urinary tract infection, I'm like, yo, my vagina is burning.
She at, like, the, at the shoot that I don't know, that wasn't the first time I met you, but we were at that we were at a shoot, and then all of a sudden we started having this conversation, and she said something like, guys, to be honest, my vibrator is a hand-me-down. And that just...
Holy shit.
So I was like, okay, the doors are open. And then we started having a conversation, and we were going back and forth like fucking like wild shit. And then everyone else was kind of like, you know, these guys are crazy, but I'm fucking with it. And then this one girl who was there, she was like all innocent in the beginning. By the time we were leaving that place, she was like, oh yeah, some guy's fucking tongue punched my asshole. It's fine. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Like,
yeah.
It just opens people up. Because
no,
they're
I know,
not used
I know
to
what shoot you're talking about. Yeah, I went in, there were a bunch of girls there and a bunch of dudes.
Right.
And I just started going off, you know, I just started talking about like getting your ass eaten, whatever.
That's.
And then at first, this girl, Marissa, was all like, hey. And by the end, she was like, oh yeah, tongue in my ass.
She's like, yeah, toss my shit right now.
Yeah. I was like, bend over.
Well, that's good though that you can do that, especially as a girl that you can. You know what I mean?
I'm very good about embracing my sexuality.
That's why
Tim
the
was
words.
Laughing. We had sex like three times today. Best mood ever. Like I
three times in one day.
Yeah, I don't. It's not normal.
Oh my God.
That's not our typical. But like,
I had sex
I'm
three
very...
times in a month. Three times
really?
In. Yeah, that's so much. Are you
I've never
me?
Had sex three times.
No, I mean, yeah. But
I think
I
have a lot of testosterone for a girl. Like, I have hairy arms. I think I just have more of that hormone in me, which makes... Well, I didn't want to say it yet, but guys, no, and I don't have a very large clit or anything weird either. If you have a large clit, guys, good for you. I'm not trying to, you know, bash large clit women. But I will tell you, if you ever put in large clit into your Google search, get ready to be fucking blown away. That shit is
disturbing. I love how you've Googled that. Like, I know me and Joe have Googled it. I know that, but you've Googled it.
Large clit's intense. It's like a little dick. Anyway. I can't wait. Everyone's going to Google it. It's a lot, guys. Yeah. Be prepared.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. I want to call this podcast Cocaine Cat Calling and Clits.
It's not bad.
That's great. That's a great name.
Oh, you want to hear a funny story about cocaine? This is my ultimate favorite story. This is the one.
I love how you perked
up.
This
is my best coke story. No, this is awesome. So I'm doing coke, and I'm all out. And so my thing is to get more, obviously. So my dealer wasn't around, so I'm like, fuck. So I was with my friend who's gay, all right? So he's like, we're going to this gay bar. I'm like, okay, well, great. So I'm talking to some people, and this guy has coke. He's like, you want to do some coke with me? I'm like, yes, I do. So we go into the bathroom. He's got this big bag, like a huge bag, and he's doing key bumps. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. So we're doing it off my keys, okay? So when he does the key bump, he has my keys. So I'm like holding the bag. So immediately I'm like, oh, fuck this guy. So I take the bag and I run out of the bar. I'm like, I run out. I'm down the block. I'm like, oh, I got this guy's coke. This is great. And I realize.
What is wrong with you?
A lot of things. Okay?
Keep going.
So I realize to myself, he has my fucking keys. So I got to go back in there. And this is like, this is probably like 7 minutes after I've left, right? It just ran out of the stall. Just boom. You know what I mean? And I had to go back and I was like, hey man, sometimes I feel like honesty is the best policy. So I was like, hey man,
I just tried to rob you.
Remember what I just, kind of casual. Hey man, I don't know if you noticed, but I ran out of there with your cocaine. Didn't know if you knew this, but no, I was like, hey man, I'm really sorry. And he was actually, he was kind of pissed, but he was like, here are your freaking keys. And like, that was it. But. Ooh,
Mike,
was...
get your shit together.
Yeah.
I love you. Sorry.
That was last night.
You're stealing cocaine at a gay bars?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know a lot of things. Cocaine's a powerful drug.
It's one hell of a drug.
Yeah, me and
cocaine
it's...
is a hell of a drug.
I guess we're ready to wrap this up. Where can they find you, Mike?
I'm going to be staying at Joe's place a little bit if you need.
No. Oh, my God.
over in Queens.
I'm not a big Twitter person, but it's at Handsome Mike, but I'm not a big Twitter
They can
guy.
Add you as a friend on Facebook?
They could, yeah, Facebook.
Mike Cross.
Mike Cross. Picture of me and my beautiful wife.
Aww.
Pic, yeah.
Joe, where can they find you?
You guys could find me on Twitter at Twitter. Twitter, what is that? Twitter, at Joe Santagato. And Kate, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at The Kate Wolf. Also, I have a new show called Call Kate on TalkCenter America.
I was on it. It was amazing.
I would love for people to call in. It's Monday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What you do is you go on Skype, find TalkCenter America. I will get to see your face. You can ask me any question. And I think by the time you hear this, my expert is going to be Joe Santagato, is going to be with me, helping me to answer your relationship, love, and sex questions.
Yeah.
So call in 9 to 10 if you want to talk to me and Joe. We will help you. You cannot curse and don't flash your titties. It's live.
Oh, damn. I can't curse?
No.
Oh, so fucked.
So watch it. But we will help you with your problems.
I was on HuffPost Live the other day. And she's like, do you have any questions? And I was like, and everyone was like, no. And I was like, can I curse? And she's like, do you have to? I was like, it's just probably going to happen. She's like, you can, I guess. I was like, okay, cool.
Joe, please try not to curse on Talk Center.
I won't.
And thank you again to you two for having me. Really appreciate it. It was fun.
We adore
no
you.
No problem.
But all right, guys, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.